Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the Ingevity products or our Truth Skin Health products, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. I'll be doing an Instagram Live with my friend Maha Roberts on her Instagram page, Skin Style. Oh, you know what? I better look that up. If you guys are on Instagram, there's some good stuff on Instagram, by the way. Let's see. Her Instagram page is Style Skincare Life. Style Skincare Life. And I'll be doing an Instagram Live with Maha at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Look forward to doing that, and hopefully you can join us. I'll also be doing a Facebook Live tomorrow. I've been doing Facebook Lives on the weekends for the last month or so. We'll talk tomorrow about growth factors and peptides and skincare products, and take your questions as well on our Facebook Live. That's on our Truth Treatments Facebook page. And then I'll do an Instagram Live with Maha Roberts on her page today, Style Skincare Life. Hope to see you there. 844-236-6010 is our number today. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We are going to talk to Chef Andrew about meat and about the centralization of meat and the price increases in meat as well as in foods. Perhaps you've noticed food prices have gone up some 10 to 15, even up to 20%. And a lot of folks are having problems getting quality food. Andrew Gruhl is an American chef and a television personality. He's been a judge on the Food Network's Food Truck Face-Off, and he's also the founder, CEO, and executive chef of Slapfish in Huntington Beach, California. We'll talk to Andrew Gruhl about food and food prices. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Ingevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you just want to be your own boss and have a home-based business, work out of your home, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 for info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we've been talking talking about phosphorus, the light bearer, the most electroactive of the body's major building blocks, the so-called CHEnOPS, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur elements that make up 99% of our bodies. Phosphorus is must-have for bones, for our DNA, for our brain, for our nervous system. Phosphorus helps us digest and absorb our fats and fatty vitamins. It's important for the production of cell membranes. Its electromagnetic properties make cell membranes electromagnetic and allow them to draw electricity, electrons into the cell. Phosphorus is the element that gives us fireworks, pesticides, and poison gas. There's phosphorus matches. Phosphorus is found in a lot of different foods, particularly high-protein foods as well as grains. And actually, potatoes and beans are good sources of phosphorus as well. But phosphorus that you get in beans and potatoes and veggies is locked up with fibers, and this keeps phosphorus absorption low, maybe 40 or 50% of the phosphorus that's in botanicals and produce and veggies and beans is not absorbed. And that's a good thing because phosphorus is super excitable, and in fact, a big problem with phosphorus is the easy-to-absorb stuff that's found in cheap foods, junk foods, fast foods, where phosphorus is included as a processing aid and as a flavor enhancer. And as a moisturizer, phosphorus pulls water into foods, and it's sometimes given to chickens and cattle in order to make their beef juicier. One of the best ways to protect yourself from excess phosphorus is to make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Vitamin C acts as a chelating agent to pull phosphorus out of the body. Vitamin C is just one of the all-time great nutrients. I don't even consider vitamin C to be a standard vitamin. It's like in its own league. It has so many wonderful benefits. Of course, it is technically a vitamin. You need to have it in your body. But many people are deficient in vitamin C because we follow the recommended daily allowance, the RDAs, which I call the ridiculous deficiency allowance. The RDA for vitamin C is 100 milligrams a day. That's ridiculous. That's like 100 milligrams of vitamin C is like a 32nd of a teaspoon. You can't even really measure that small amount of vitamin C, and yet that's what the United States government thinks that we need to have. And that's what a lot of people are getting, that tiny little bit of this super important vitamin. Phosphorus or vitamin C in any case is important for helping chelate phosphorus as well as other toxic heavy metals out of the body. One of the most important roles of phosphorus is something we've been talking about for the last couple of days, is this idea of regulating the acid-base balance. Phosphorus, or phosphate, as it comes in the body, is important for regulating pH in the blood. pH, as we said, is a measurement of push and pull. Low pH is push, high pH is pull. You can also think of it as voltage. Positive voltage is push. Voltage just means the amount of push electricity has. Positive voltage is a lot of push, or is a lot of outward push, and negative voltage is inward pull, vacuuming. Blood has to pull, not push. You want the blood to have a negative voltage or an alkaline pH. I know it's a little bit confusing, but it's really important because, as Jerry Tennant said in his wonderful book, Healing is Voltage. You want to understand how pH and voltage relate to health and wellness and healing, get this book by Jerry Tennant, who's he's actually a dentist, but he wrote a really, really neat and easy-to-understand book that explains the importance of pH and electricity and how pH and electricity and voltage all play a major role in health and wellness. So acid is push, 0 to 7 on the pH scale is push, and alkaline, that is a pH of 7 to 14, is pull. The body's major liquid with the blood is slightly pulling. That's a pH of just a little bit over 7. 7 is considered to be neutral. Water is 7. Clean water, distilled water, is 7. 7.38 is what the blood has to be. Slightly, just a little bit alkaline. Just slightly more push. I'm sorry, slightly more pull than push. Slightly more alkaline. If the blood pH drops and you become acidic and you don't have that much pull, you don't feel so good. And if you go to the cancer ward and check people's blood pH, you'll find that most of their blood pH is acid. It's pushing, it's not pulling. When your blood pH is in the pushing mode, it doesn't get nutrients out of food as effectively. That pulling is responsible for getting not nutrients, but specifically energy, electricity, out of foods. That slight pull or alkaline pH creates this negative voltage, this vacuum cleaner effect. When a cell is damaged or broken or wounded or somehow traumatized, its voltage becomes slightly less pulling. It doesn't pull as well. It has slightly more push than pull. It's said to be acidic, and this is a marker of poor health. Acid is a marker of poor health. On the other hand, the body and its cells are always adjusting, and a drop in pH triggers a movement back upwards in pH. The body has this homeostatic mechanism. This is where buffering comes in, and this phenomenon is well known in the world of athletes and bodybuilders, and this is why phosphate buffers can be so helpful, especially for athletes, especially for weekend warriors. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the
Bright Side. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you momentarily. Chef Andrew Gruel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Chef Andrew is a television personality and CEO and executive chef of Slapfish, a seafood restaurant, Huntington Beach, California. We're going to talk about meat and food prices at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls here in just a minute. So phosphorus via phosphate is a critical element of the body's buffering system, pH buffering system. The pH of the blood has to be maintained very tightly at 7.38. If it's 7.37, you don't feel so good. If it's 7.36 or 7.35, you feel really lousy. All it has to do is drop down a little bit, and all of a sudden you don't feel really good. And if you're really sick, like you're in the hospital, you have a horrible degenerative wasting away disease, chances are pretty good your pH is really, really low. Luckily, the body has a way of controlling pH, and one of the ways it controls pH is with phosphorus via the phosphate buffering system. Athletes understand this, and they'll actually use phosphate supplements before workouts. When we exercise past a certain point, we create cellular damage, particularly in muscle cells. This drops the pH and making those cells more acidic, creating an acid situation in the blood. But, and this is a big but, that acid, this is really, really important to understand, that acid makes muscle cells more robust and activates secretions of muscle fibers. So while in the short run, temporary drops in pH can create damage, that's true, when we're healthy in the long run, this damage will initiate an adaptive, what's called homeostatic or balancing response, which creates strength. That's why you want to feel the burn. Burn isn't a fire, the burn is acid. Specifically, it's lactic acid, and that lactic acid actually acts as a growth stimulator. This is why I like to use lactic acid, by the way, in my skincare products. Love lactic acid as a skin cell stimulator. I use lactic acid in peels that I make for estheticians, as well as in our AHA energizing exfoliator, which you can find at truthtreatments.com. Lactic acid, low pH, specifically lactic acid at low pH, stimulates collagen secretion from fibroblasts. It stimulates skin cell growth and moisture factors. And inside the body, lactic acid turns on the growth of muscles. So phosphorus acts as part of the body's buffering system. The best way to keep the pH and keep the pH alkaline is through breathing. From the Journal of the American Heart Association, 5-minute breathing workout lowers blood pressure as much as exercise or drugs. I have been saying this for years. Breathing is one of the best ways to lower your blood pressure, in addition to keeping the pH stable. pH stability in the blood is largely regulated, not by phosphorus, but by oxygen and carbon dioxide. And the relationship between oxygen and carbon dioxide is the main way that pH stays stable. Of course, oxygen and carbon dioxide also act as an antihypertensive, a natural antihypertensive. Working out just 5 minutes daily via practice described as strength training for your breathing muscles lowers blood pressure and improves measures of vascular health as well as or even more than aerobic exercise or medication. New CU Boulder research shows the study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association provides the strongest evidence yet that the ultra time efficient maneuver known as high resistance inspiratory muscle strength training, IMST, could play a key role in helping aging adults fend off cardiovascular disease, the nation's leading killer. If you're on a prescription drug, folks, especially if you're on an antihypertensive prescription drug, practice breathing. Get an app called Breathe, B-R-E-E-T-H-E, or Breathing Zone. Practice breathing. It's so simple. It's so easy. It's so cheap. It's so relaxing. And it's the best antihypertensive and anti-aging, one of the best antihypertensive and anti-aging and blood alkalinizing strategies you could ever use. You could do it from the comfort of your own couch while you're watching TV. That's my favorite kind of medicine, the kind that you can do from the comfort of your own living room or bedroom or bathroom or kitchen, and that doesn't cost you anything and has no toxicity and doesn't require that you interact with the modern medical toxic modern medical model. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's hit the phones and say good morning to Greg in Minnesota. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Doing good. What's going on, man?
I'd like to talk to you about pH levels in urine versus saliva.
Yes.
Because I've been measuring mine recently with pH strips. And I've noticed that my the urine will be always more acidic, like 5.5 up to 6.25, that range.
Yes.
And my saliva will be like 6.5, 6.75.
Okay, so saliva, that's right. That's pretty good for saliva, but your urine's a little bit acidic if it's that low.
Yeah.
Usually your urine's right around the 6-ish, 6 to 6.5 kind of range. Your saliva's good. Here's the thing about urine. Urine pH is measuring what's excreted out of the body.
Yeah.
It's not measuring what's in the body. It's measuring what's excreted out of the body. Follow? So it's not as good an indicator as saliva or blood. So if your saliva is good, that's where you want to. That's what you want to be paying attention. You follow? So you're just measuring stuff that's coming out of your body. That's not really an indicator of what's going on in your body.
Yeah,
as well as saliva. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's in line. I recently saw a video on YouTube by a holistic doctor by the name of Dr. Sven Ekberg. I don't know.
Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Greg. Speak into the phone. I'm having a little bit of a hard time understanding you.
Oh, I recently saw a YouTube video by a holistic doctor by the name of Sven Ekberg, and he was talking about pH, and he was talking about your urine. He was saying your urine should be more acidic because of, like you said, you're getting rid of waste. Like he didn't give any numbers, like a range, like it should be this range or that range. But
6.0 to 6.5. If it's consistently 5.5, and keep in mind those pH strips are a little hard to read. They're not 100% accurate.
Oh, I noticed that, I've never had a color match.
Right. So you may be within range. It's slightly acidic, but I wouldn't worry about it too much, especially considering your saliva, which is in your body, is where it needs to be. That would be a much more relevant marker, in my opinion.
All right.
Do you have any health issues that you're dealing with, or are you a workout guy? Are you exercising a lot?
No, I'm a fat, lazy guy who's trying to lose weight.
Okay. Well, that might have something to do with the acid. The more body weight you're carrying, the more acidic, the more acids your body's going to be excreting. Practice your breathing techniques. Do the slow, deep breathing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. Yes, saliva and urine pH are done because they're easier to read. You don't have access to your blood, so it's easier to do a urinary test and a saliva test. But I don't like the urine test because, as we were saying, that's what's leaving the body. That's not what's in your body. A salivary pH test is much more relevant. And as long as it's somewhere between 6.5, 6.8-ish kind of thing, salivary pH, then you're probably doing well. And always, you know, you don't want to just go by pH. You want to go by how you feel. You want to see if you got energy. You want to see if you're suffering from fatigue or brain fog or skin problems or digestive problems for that matter. All of these are much more important markers than just taking a pH test. So pH can give you a little window to what's going on in your body, but always go by your symptoms. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. Chef Andrew Gruel will be with us in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida were halted Thursday out of concern the stability of the remaining structure. Work has since resumed. Nearly 20 are confirmed deceased, as well over 100 remain missing. Billionaire Jeff Bezos announced Mary Wally Funk will be the fourth person to join him on his rocket company's first human space flight July 20th.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I want to say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ms. Funk, 82 years of age, qualified with NASA's Mercury 13 astronaut training program, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld two voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process. And one thing that's so important, we emphasized, it was in our briefs, and it came up during oral argument at the court, is in 2005, there was a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter. And that report said that one of the greatest threats to election integrity was mail-in ballots. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including limitations on ballot harvesting. And 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places where red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review a specific subject, we've got a search engine as well as 10 going on 11 years of archived information, daily programs that we've been doing since 2010 at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com as well as criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com, my blogs. We've got videos and news stories, blog posts, lots of great health information, and the longevity products. And a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business and be part of the $100-plus billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. Or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also want to remind you to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truetreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with problem skin, for helping heal post-surgical traumas and burns and cuts and scrapes, as well as just healing acne wounds or acne trauma, preventing acne scarring and dry skin and hyperpigmentation. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional. 100% active and functional True Skin Health products, and 100% active and functional is why we have 2,000 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a peek at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D, .com for our reviews, and Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com to purchase Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Chef Andrew Gruel is the founder and executive chef of Slapfish Restaurants. He has appeared on multiple Food Network shows, including Food Truck Face-Off. He's been a judge. He's also been on the Today Show, PBS Cooking Channel, as well as in numerous publications, including the Wall Street Journal, Men's Health, Food and Wine Magazine, Entrepreneur and Restaurant Business, and he's been named one of the top 40 under 40 entrepreneurs in Orange County. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Chef Andrew Gruel. That's quite the resume, Chef Andrew.
Yeah, I don't even know who wrote that. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for being such a shining light in the food business. First of all, you're a New Jersey guy, right?
You got it.
I could tell. I'm from New Jersey myself. That's how I know. Whereabouts?
So I'm a Taylor Ham guy, so I'm more northern Jersey, Bridgewater.
Okay.
Area.
Okay, Bridgewater. I grew up in Trenton and Flemington. So now you're in California.
Oh, yeah.
And you're I'm sure you know where that is. I don't usually talk about Trenton, New Jersey. It's kind of a bit of a hellhole. But anyway, New Jersey gets a bad rap. I kind of find it's a really pretty and beautiful state, and there's a lot of really cool things to do, especially at the beach. So, you got into cooking, you got into being a chef. What do you want people to know most about the restaurant business and about eating in restaurants?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the work that goes into it, of course, is really, really important. And when people go out to eat, it's funny, they kind of, you know, because we can see what raw food costs when we go to the grocery store. So a lot of people look at the, you know, hamburger that costs $12, and they're like, I can get this for $3 a pound at the grocery store. You know, and they forget what goes into making it, the labor, et cetera, all of that. But, you know, I always get a kick out of that, those complaints.
Have you noticed that people have like a love-hate relationship with food? Like, we love food, but we're also scared of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and look, there's things to be scared of. We're in a new era when it comes to food and a lot of the things that are in our food. So it's not what it was like 50 years ago. We've seen a lot of fad diets, of course, over the years, and, you know, kind of pushing a lot of these fake fats, et cetera, only to find out maybe they aren't so great. So I think for some reasons, people are scared of food just because of a lot of the fear mongering in the headlines. But when it comes down to it, just, you know, whole real foods, are always great. And that's the fun part, right? That's when the fear goes away.
So what are the trends in the restaurant food business? What are the new things that, I know I hear a lot about using like technology to make foods in restaurants. Nitrogen, I've heard, being used in by creative chefs. What are some of the trends in the restaurant business in terms of foods?
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, I mean, molecular gastronomy is
molecular gastronomy,
you know,
that's right.
Has been popular for years, you know, the ability to kind of use chemicals. But I think using science to really understand the simple fundamentals of food is also very popular now. And it,
like how
and
cooking
it's
works? Like how cooking works?
Yeah. Exactly, and understanding the chemistry of food and it allows for, you know, better foods. A lot of myths in kind of the food game, right? Like you think searing a large cut of meat seals in the juices. That's something that people talk
about. That's not true? Wait a minute, that's not true?
That is not true. No, actually,
oh, no.
It dries it out more. So that's where the reverse sear, when you actually start your meat in a real low temperature oven and then sear it at a high temperature before it finishes, that's where that produces a much juicier piece of meat.
So that you call that a reverse sear. You cook the meat first in the oven at low temperature, did you say?
Yeah, really low and slow. Low and slow. You want to keep it below 115 degrees for as long as possible. There's enzymes that exist between like 80 and 120 degrees that break the meat down. So you want it to, you want to kind of bring it into that, bring it into that zone, and then just let it slow cook. And then you sear it at the very end.
That's like for a regular steak. So let me just understand this. You take a steak, regular old steak, and you stick it in the oven at low temperature?
Yeah, yeah. That makes it a thick cut steak. I don't do it with anything less than, you know, 2 inches. A nice thick cut steak, low temperature in the oven. It will just look like it's almost steaming in there. It'll really, really, you know, you'll pull it out and it'll be kind of gray on the outside. And then you throw it in a blazing hot pan and sear it right at the end.
Wow.
The total opposite.
What do you think of these air fryers?
Yeah, I haven't played with them too much. You know, I know people who swear by them. They absolutely love them. You know, once again, I spend most of my time in commercial kitchens, so we don't have a kind of a commercial equivalent of that. By the time I get home, it's cereal.
Okay. I love the idea that you did that you start off as a food truck. I've always thought that a food truck would be a great business if you could come up with some kind of interesting food, interesting street food, and then you turned it into a restaurant. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do was really just, you know, kind of beta test the concept. And it's hard to do in the restaurant industry. You know, you put $500,000 into a restaurant only to find out people don't like your food. So for me, it was about beta testing it in an inexpensive arena, if you will. So we kind of launched the brand by virtue of the food truck. We just had two or three items on the menu, built the following, you know, established some brand credibility, and then rolled that into the first brick and mortar, quite literally, actually.
What are the logistics of getting a food truck and maintaining a food truck and finding a place to park your food truck? Is that all? That seems like it'd be kind of tricky.
Yeah, it is. And when I got in 2010, 2011, it was this idea of, quote, gourmet food trucks. People didn't know much about that. So the food truck lots, if you will, were always just kind of the unbranded taco trucks that were hitting construction sites and, you know, various schools and universities. So I just went in and said, hey, can I lease one of these from you guys? And then I wrapped it up. So
you leased a truck? Are you saying you leased a truck? Hang on to that thought. I want you to continue and come back from our break. We've got to take a commercial.
All right,
Chef
great.
Andrew Gurell is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Moore with Chef Andrew on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Chef Andrew Gruelle, television personality and chef. He's been a judge on Food Network's Food Truck Face-Off. Before we went to break, Chef Andrew, you were talking about this whole idea of the food truck into the restaurant business. I always thought having a food truck sounded like a kind of cool business. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was fun, right? It's definitely a little bit different now that kind of regulations have caught up with it, if you will. You know, the market, when we were a food truck, and we were only in for 6 months, I mean, it was like the Wild West. You know, people were trying to figure the rules out. Like, can you park here? Can you park over there? And it was a lot more kind of shoot and then ask for forgiveness versus permission.
Gotcha.
Now, of course, it's highly regulated, and there's a lot of food trucks out there that are doing it. So I still think it's a great business proposition. It's about really picking one or two things you do really, really well. Because you do have to pick and set up where you're parking, where you're going, and then the lots themselves have limited space to actually store your food truck.
What was your specialty? Imagine fish, right?
So we did at the time, and it's funny because this isn't even on our menu anymore, but we called ourselves the home of the lobsticle. So it was a lobster tail poached and then grilled on a stick with a special sauce. And we did that. We did a fish taco and a lobster roll, and that was all we did. Nothing fried. We didn't have functional fryers in the truck. A lot of people think of food truck food as fair food, really, you know, kind of fried.
Yeah, greasy. Yeah. So qualified as healthy food? Your food qualified as healthy food?
But, you know, I think it was healthier.
All right.
Food, right.
All right. Yeah, lobster's great. I'm a fan of lobster, that's for sure. All right, so I hear all kinds of stuff about the restaurant business. I hear that restaurants are closing, obviously, because of COVID. I also hear that it's hard to find labor. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the restaurant business and talk to us a little bit about this thing called 86 restaurant struggle.
Yeah, so the industry now is really picking up because things are opening, people are spending money. The issue now is the supply chain and the labor piece of it. I mean, you know, for the past year leading up to now, it's been really difficult, of course, for the industry because it was open, close, and you want to be able to keep all your employees on board. But then when they do these crazy shutdowns, sometimes that come out of nowhere, like we saw in California when they shut down outdoor dining, it's really tough on the restaurants and the team members especially. We started 86 Restaurant Struggle because people were getting laid off, and all the state unemployment agencies, because of the high demand, they either, you know, well, here in California, they misappropriated funds, but a lot of states, they just didn't have the funds, or they weren't able to get through the gridlock of the bureaucracy of getting the funds out there. So we started 86 Restaurant Struggle to kind of almost act as a private unemployment agency. We were distributing checks to workers who were struggling, who maybe needed to pay utilities, rent, et cetera, just kind of get to the next stage, to the next step.
And so how do people participate if they want to help out or if they want to contribute?
So we have a website, 86struggle.com. And, you know, you can, if you're, you know, there still are a lot of people out there who are struggling. We're still getting a significant amount of applications. So you can apply through that website, and you can also donate through the website.
Is it easy to find a job these days in the restaurant business?
In certain areas, you've got the pick of the litter, right? You are in control as an employee. Now's the time. You're getting great wages. I mean, we're paying $20 to $25 an hour for starting dishwashers in California.
Are you serious? $25 an hour to wash dishes? Wow.
Yeah. And we always were, you know, we always kind of hung our hat on the fact that we paid really well. So, you know, that's not always the case. That could be an outlier. We firmly believe that that's what we should be paying. So I'm not saying that's 100% reflective of the market, but definitely wages are way up right now. But in some areas, it's funny, you know, it's just these different economies across the country. It actually is hard finding a job in like little pockets that haven't fully recovered.
What's the California scene like?
Well, there's major supply chain issues in California because they don't have labor unpacking these containers or getting the containers or even processing a lot of the food, especially when it comes to seafood. So you're running into major supply chain issues. So I would say, you know, just be patient as a guest if the restaurant is out of a particular product, because that's actually happening around the country. And then, of course, employees right now, the restaurants are stealing employees from other restaurants. Like, they're going in. We have people coming, you know, managers of restaurants coming into our restaurant.
They're poaching your employees right in front of your eyes?
Yeah. It's brutal out there. I'm not even
That's great. Yeah. That's pretty funny. But your specialty is seafood, right?
Correct.
And so you want people to eat more seafood?
Well, that's our mission, is to get people to eat more seafood, but more the right types of seafood, right? So that's the key.
What does that mean, the right types of seafood? Especially with contamination, with mercury and all that stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I can kind of distill it down. And actually, we pride ourselves. There's only one seafood item on our menu that has higher levels of mercury, which, of course, are ahi tuna. But, like, for example, we'll buy the Wild Pacific albacore tuna, which is a U.S. caught wild species, which doesn't grow large enough to really develop those high levels of mercury. So it's virtually untraceable in that particular species. So a lot of U.S. wild-caught seafood, it's well-managed, it's well-researched, and then on the farm side, making sure that it's best aquaculture practices. So that's a part of the Global Aquaculture Alliance, where they effectively certify the feed mill, they certify the processing facility, they certify the actual farm itself, based on, obviously, you know, a textbook of standards. But, you know, that we're constantly changing the seafood on our menu so that we can keep up with the data, we can keep up with the research, and try and also give a lot of these smaller producers right now who are doing the right thing in the seafood world, but their costs are a lot higher. You know, we're trying to give them opportunities into our menu as a lot of these kind of land-based aquaculture systems take hold in America, which is a great thing because they're closed loop. There's no effluent. You know, they're not out there in the ocean, and they can produce a real high-quality protein for a large amount of people.
What about the feed that they, the kind of foods that they give farmed fish? Is that an issue? Does it create a different kind of taste, different nutritional profile?
Of course. And it's really important, the feed. That's something that's gone, a lot of research has gone into it, because when they started farming fish, you know, commercially 20, 30 years ago, one of the issues was you were catching so much wild fish to feed the farm fish, it was kind of inefficient, right? If you have to put 20 pounds of wild fish into 1 pound of farm fish, that's upside down. In nature, it's about, I want to say, like 5 or 6 pounds per pound. In the aquaculture world now, they have gotten it so efficient with the ways in which they feed and they develop these protein feeds that they're now using like 0.75 pounds to 1 pound. I mean, it's more.
They use growth stimulants? Do they use growth stimulants, like chemicals, to make the fish grow?
Well, they in some farms they were. Yeah, that's been a lot more regulated. In the beginning in aquaculture, they were using everything. They were dumping antibiotics on these fish so they wouldn't die. They were putting
steroids
on the fish. Yeah, everything. But now, and that's where these certifications are so important. And knowing where you get your food, right? Like, I go and personally visit all the farms. I visit the feed facility. I visit the lab where the feed is developed, so we know exactly what the composition of the feed is. In an attempt, there's no organic label per se, but in seafood yet, but in an attempt to at least maintain that kind of organic composition.
Do you vary your menu based on availability, or are you always trying to look for the same kind of foods to keep your menu steady?
We change it all the time. So we've got a big piece of butcher paper, and we will update that daily based on what seafood we bring in. But look, we do have certain kind of static items that don't change too often on the menu. And for example, for our fish and chips, we use a Marine Stewardship Council certified hoki, which is really like the Cadillac of cod. That's been on our menu for about a year now as our fish and chip fish. But every now and then, for example, we were using haddock at one point, but we didn't like the data that was coming out. We thought the fishery was at least approaching a state of being potentially overfished. So we switched to the hoki, and we very well could switch to another product in the near future or sub it out.
Is there a proportion of wild to farmed, or is everything all your fish farmed?
No, it's about 50-50 actually. Kind of always goes in that range.
Well, awesome. I'm looking at your website now, slapfishrestaurant.com, and my mouth is watering. Andrew, you're a fine spokesperson for seafood. And apparently there's a seafood deficiency. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, we do. We should be eating a lot more seafood. And that deficiency leads to a deficiency in DHAs, the omega.
EPA and DHA. Yeah. Right. Man, this lobster looks good, Andrew. Holy cow. All right. Thanks for being on the bright side. Appreciate it very much, Chef Andrew Grell, slapfishrestaurant.com. Best of luck to you, Andrew. Thanks so much.
So much. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.